We need to make sure that investors in SPACs are being protected. Look, you as an investor get to decide about where to put your money, but companies raising money from the public have to provide adequate disclosures. I think we can enhance the disclosures that companies raising money via SPACs make. I've asked staff for recommendations about how we might update our rules so that investors are better informed about the fees, the costs, the conflicts that may exist with these SPACs.
That was SEC Chair Gary Gensler last week warning about the risks of special purpose acquisition companies, or SPACs, calling for increased oversight over those transactions. It's been a banner year for SPACs so far, with a record 83 SPACs raising more than $30 billion in Q3 alone, according to Renaissance data. Let's bring in Jacob Frankel, Dickinson Wright Government Investigations and Securities Enforcement Practice Chair. Jacob, I know you've been on the other side before, looking at potential regulation. When you see how some of these SPAC transactions have been carried out, what do you think is the most significant risk, and how should the SEC act?
Well, those are great questions, Akiko. And I think the critical point is that Chairman Gensler indicated that he's asked the staff for proposals, and the areas in which he has requested staff proposals to potentially change the rules are to address disclosure, marketing practices, liability for sponsors and gatekeepers. I think we also have to look at what have we seen in terms of the SEC recent cases, as well as, you know, what are the issues that have arisen in the recent investigations, you know, to give us some idea as to where they might go. And it all comes back to the fundamental issue of disclosure. I mean, right now we have SPACs are able to make revenue and profit projections. They're able to avail themselves of the safe harbor and forward-looking statements, which is not necessarily true with initial public offerings. So there's a fundamental concern there is whether the projections are marketing hype. I think that's one area where we're likely to see some recommendations. Another is the dilutive impact on shareholders. I think when we're talking about dilution, that goes back to the same word, disclosure. And I think the other area of particular concern is conflicts of interest, whether we're talking about compensation incentives for the original sponsors, objectivity in the acquisition target, what other businesses are members of the board, officers potentially involved in. I think all of these areas are fair game, but ultimately, I think it's a matter of, you know, it's a function of disclosure, enhancing disclosure, and trying to level the playing field with more of the traditional initial public offering.
Yeah, and obviously, I mean, there are a lot of good reasons as to why some of this stuff might be needed, particularly when you look at maybe some of the examples from this year in terms of what investors have gotten when it comes to details. I might point to the Trump-attached social media company, the Digital World Acquisition Corp. That caught a lot of attention as its SPAC, you know, went out and kind of put out only slight details around what that would even look like and who's going to be there in key positions. I mean, when it comes to how investors are, that's SPAC still up, what, more than 400% though on the year. I mean, when it comes to the investors and how it differs from IPOs, I guess, what are the things that you'd want to see changed most quickly when it comes to those three that you've kind of laid out there?
Well, yeah, I think it really will revolve around disclosure. I think that's fundamentally what we're going to see. I think, you know, there's some different issues in the DWAC SPAC. And I think there's some who view that as a function of, well, President Trump's involved. I don't view that as the issue at all. I think the fundamental issue there is whether there were pre-merger discussions that were not disclosed. That's always been an issue when it comes to SPACs. I don't think we're likely to see any rule changes that really, you know, in that area specifically. Let's also not lose sight of the fact that back in December of 2020, so when we're talking about under the Clayton administration for the SEC, the SEC's Division of Corporation Finance issued guidance regarding concerns, conflicts, other issues with respect to SPACs. Back in April of this year, I believe it was in April, you know, the commission issued a release requiring most warrants issued by SPAC to be accounted for as liabilities. So we're already seeing a tightening in various areas, but I think it's really going to focus on leveling this playing field in the area of disclosures.
I wonder how you look at some of these EVs that have come to market through SPACs, whether it is Lucid, now under SEC investigation, as well as Nikola, which is under investigation for different reasons. I mean, how many of those companies do you think could actually have gone public through the traditional IPO route, now that we know some of the specifics of their balance sheet, as well as the fact that they didn't necessarily have a product in the pipeline?
Well, I mean, again, your point about not having a product in the pipeline, I believe the stat on Nikola, for example, it has a multi-billion dollar valuation and is yet to produce one truck. So I think that's a real issue. But I also think that every one of them could have gone public via the initial public offering route. I think the biggest difference is that there would have been much greater scrutiny because the SEC's Division of Corporation Finance likely would have had a lot of issues that it would have put on the table in the comment process. There would have been stricter governance over or guidance implicating and impacting the projections. And you would have been looking at, and investors would have been looking at the company itself, not the SPAC. So to your question, Akiko, I think every one of them could have gone public still via the IPO route, but there's no way, in my opinion, they would have achieved the same valuation they achieved via having gone public via the SPAC route. And additionally, I think there would have been greater scrutiny of all of the disclosures.
Jacob Frankel, Dickinson Wright Government Investigations and Securities Enforcement Practice Chair. Good to have you on today. I always appreciate the insight.